We're just in a knowledge management setup for me. This is just the K-outliner document. I did have a bit of a epistemic funk, so there's going to be a bit of bouncing around in terms of this. But just to sort of clarify things, I'm going to be presenting things regarding version control and logic from more of a wider perspective in the context of my work. And there's some very distinct pillars in terms of that, and unfortunately it does involve me quickly going through some of the things I've done historically. I got into technology as a consequence of doing some work on e-government, which was looking at modern ICT systems for breaking down silos. It seemed very perverse to be looking at Conway's law later on and realizing that apparently that's the wrong thing to be doing, that I made the folly of thinking that the organization should be below what the capabilities of communication are. I later had the opportunity to assemble and aggregate lots of folksonomies using Delicious, which gave me the autonomy to just use the non-alphanumeric characters that sit on the right-hand side of a keyboard and use that as a form of creating logic rather than just going through a list of 26 characters and deciding which one is closest to A. It seems a very perverse way of being quick on a computer and being rational and orderly, both for input as well as recall. I had some fun later on once I realized that I probably should be doing coding with things, and so I looked into things regarding using logical forms to recognize what text is, as well as be able to make transformations. So starting out with things like awk and sed, and more recently doing things with regards to TXR, which is a Lisp which does some very interesting parsing, some things which I've been developing over the last 10 years is Key, which is my desiring to order things within the buttons which sit at the middle of the home row, rather than obviously the inelegant aspect of just using my right hand for the non-alphanumeric keys for forming things. I did a bit of DJing last night. I used to do that a lot, and one of the things with collecting records as a physical object is that you have boxes, and if you like to put things in boxes, you reach a limit. And if you're a bit too chaotic, you end up putting all of the wrong things in the boxes, and that doesn't help you in terms of things. So I had the, and having done things with regards to folksonomies and aggregating about 200 random people on the internet from things, you get a kind of idea that people's perspective on things are different and distinct, and they can converge, but it might need various things like that. So I've really been sort of exerting myself and doing things as a... I've been treating it as what I've been doing as a body language, and where I'd be providing annotations for what I call Key, as a recursive modeling language, where there may be a point of precision, but you have the ability to drill down on things and work on things later, perhaps having a sense of definition and compounding things. Just as with body language, you might combine multiple gestures, and people might not understand, and you can put clarifications. So I started from the point of just doing things for separating things within a document, just with headers, with a classification. Then I started separating configs and documentation, and just even attacking things. So, for instance, I separated Vim across at a file structure, and various things like that. But I've done this so much that I have about 1,000 directories in my home folder, which are sort of. I have two annotation forms. There's the classic syntax, which is based upon 36 of one type, and then there's another thing which is Bloom, which I consider to be like a kind of, I refer to it as like a kind of plant sexual organ, that there's a that there's a kind of propagating thing, and it allowed me in my mind to think of rather than the home folder being the root, that in effect it was the budding of an information systems concept, and that everything in terms of the files and the subsets within a file are the roots, the things pushing down deep into the soil. And I've been looking at intersecting things, because obviously if you partition things out, then you have to have these things flowing across. And so in many respects, I've spent a lot of time building in terms of what my perspective on information systems and how it should operate on a spatial aspect, and trying to get in terms of passing of time in the context of things is very important in terms of things. As you can imagine, I have been liable to make mistakes and having to reassess things, as well as the fact that I have improved on things. So for instance, I, rather than just having the classic annotation, I would give it a sort of hub nucleus, which would sit to exist in terms of two main forms, in terms of a normative fist thing, in terms of somebody having an opinion, whether it's somebody else or yourself exerting an opinion, as well as positivist, where it's got more of a general thing. And I would use the same sort of character to also provide an emphasis on whether something is coming in or coming out, or as well as being destroyed. And so that was a kind of evolution of concept which needs some clarification. And being somebody who appreciates folksonomies and actually doing tasks, as well as the joy of improvisation and free improvisation, which has fantastic applications regarding how individuals communicate in a live setting, that this there's a sense of order and perspective, but it does need a tiny bit of calibration. And so for instance, I would like to retrospectively deal with things, as well as just as when people do things in, say, the Geeks environment, to repurpose thing and put a definition, everything calibrating behind. And for me, logic programming is one of the ways in which I can represent that. And for instance, one of the joys in terms of RDF, which is one of the kind of midway points, is that I don't have to be trapped within these silos of each Git database within each repository, as well as the potential pitfalls of having a mega Git database across an entire system, that I could be using the RDF to acknowledge what something is, but also point towards the fact that that might be an obsolete thing, and that there's and that there's something more ideal in which it should be considered in terms. And that way, you're not necessarily raising the thing, but just in maturity realizing various things. I'm gonna actually make use of this screen. So I'm gonna type in rainbow, because that's, I would have just jumped in terms of things, but for some reason the word rainbow is, yes.
Rainbow. I can't. Rainbow.
There we go. Rainbow. So this is a nice thing in Emacs, which, so I click on that, and it's going to jump into the other folder, which, let's see if it jumps back. Give me a rainbow. Ah. Da. Ooh, have we lost the rainbow? Oh, huh. I'm sorry, but there's no rainbow. Okay, well, I never expected that would happen. This is live presenting. But okay, one of the main points, I had a picture of a rainbow, you can imagine it, and there was a rock in the middle ground and there was a rock in the foreground. And one of the things which RDF does is having an open world, that if I'm describing the middle ground rock formation, it doesn't exclude that there might be other rocks in the environment. Whereas something like Prolog would be expecting that if there's reference to one other thing, then there is only one other thing. And that's just worth dealing with. And I wanted to talk about disjointed classes, because that, in terms of the aspect of the rainbow which you are imagining on this screen. Is that for five left?
Five left.
Okay. And my annotation system, because it's based upon certain forms, I can automatically have a reference which acknowledges that there are distinctions within just the pattern of typing. The main set for the Bloom is 36, which within a semantic model works very nicely, and the 2 to 15 characters for the annotations to exist as a representative form would be something like 500,000. I've already done about dictionaries of about, with the text to the annotation, about 2,000 to Wikidata, and I'll be dealing with that in terms of forming with things. I'm going to briefly deal with BioMake, because this is, you're not going to see it on the screen. I'm going to, because this for me is very fascinating. I was, this is a form which allows you to have sets in terms of various things, so that you're not just operating off input-output in terms of things, but having a collection, as well as pulling in some of these logical forms. And for me, that's very significant regarding the work I'm doing. I should just briefly jump back to the make file. Oh, yeah, I've been using Remake for dealing with things regarding... So I've been using these annotations within the documents, so I will... Right, so this is my make file where I've been using these annotations representative. So, for instance, I would have the arrogance of creating, say, 20 aliases for print. So then I'm using the annotation within the print form to provide an inference within the script. But this is how I build out scripts and coding, and I'm going to be using an intersection of logic and forms for intersecting things. So it all looks like that across different languages, and I could use something like Remake, which would output the genuine code which exists, and I'm just spending the time providing descriptions. And because of this accumulation of forms and the fact that they congregate, I have, just like with an AND system, the ability to grow smarter and smarter of each form, that my own orientation will feed into a wider network which can point around. And because I have this chain of descriptions within the files and everything, if you point to something somewhere else, you can have that very large mesh of inheritances and various forms. I'm going to hopefully have some experiments with using RDF with a transport agent who'd be doing Fediverse-related content, so one could be exerting things both from the perspective of version control and then forming responses for interacting things. And you could be building business logic in terms of state, as well as having different criteria. There is a machine that I did load up, which is a position of an architect adapting ideas from Aristotle, the idea that rather than a straight line corridor, that you are having to orientate and deal with things. One of the great tragedies of our modern age is that we're forced to be distracted. And things like this is a way of having a directed thought in a logical, more orderly way. The below diagram is an impression of how this was done for an architectural place for radiologists. And I thought the feedback that they made the quiet room smaller so that the senior radiologists couldn't hide away from the juniors to be quite an interesting feedback loop, in which I'm sure any logical system in an informatic system would be commiserable. Okay. Yeah, and that's a nice diagram, but we don't have time for some digression. I suppose that's it. Yes. Good. Sorry for the rainbow. I can be your mic stand if you prefer as well. I can just stand. Yeah, questions? No?
Is your project documented?
In effect, you could make an inference from just creating a list of various things and seeing how it relates. My feeling is that it would be better to, once I've mastered the logical intersection of this stuff, is to compile a mega dictionary based upon a collection of things, and I think that's just efficient. And there's lots of people who've been watching this who'll be very delighted once I push a button and an API springs up. But like with most employment things, it's a question of 5 or 10 concepts, and you can start and deal with things. These are 36 odd things, so that's just a 2-page manual if needs be, just to get somebody going. Yeah. All right.
So how are you using Maker?
I've been just treating it as a alternative to Shell and a way of breaking things into smaller problems, as well as a form of building coding against other subsets upstream. So it's just a giant sandbox. I'm going to be putting that into dedicated libraries, and I think SWI Prolog will be a very apt choice for that for a range of reasons. Good.
Thank you, Jonathan.